Well, hello everybody. I thought it was a nice moment to start the end of that beautiful piece of music. Welcome to everybody. We have a smaller group tonight because I have been placing these calls at different times each week so that it will suit different time zones. And this particular call is perfect for those of us in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, New Zealand, but our friends in America and Britain and Canada and Ireland are all asleep right now. So I'm assuming most of you guys will be listening to this on the recording. So I want to welcome those of you who are here live and those of you who are here on the recording. It's a really interesting thing doing telecall from Australia and trying to find a time that suits people here as well as the people on the other side of the world, many of whom are very interested in this topic. So I'm playing around with different times each week to see what suits people so that I'll know for future calls which ones are the most popular around the world. So just wanted to thank those of you who are here tonight, mainly Aussies and New Zealanders, and welcome you to the call. Like I always do with this technology, I'm just going to ask you guys who are on the call live to press one, just to let me know you can hear me. And if none of you press one, then I'll know that I'm on mute or something technological is not working. So, oh, I'm seeing hands go up. Excellent. Thanks for that. I always do that at the start, just to be sure. It would be a tragedy to talk for 20 minutes without people hearing you. So that's beautiful. So welcome everybody to the call tonight. I'm really excited about the topic that we're going to be talking about, which is all about speaking our truth. And I just want to start by just taking a minute to help us all arrive onto the call. I know, especially those of us in Australia and New Zealand, it's 6 o'clock. We probably just rushed home from work. So we're just going to take a moment to all arrive. So I'm just going to ask you to just pop your pens and papers down for a minute and just take a moment. Just take a moment to allow yourself to have a nice deep breath in and then breathing out. And as you breathe out, just let everything you've been doing during the day just fall away. Those of you who are listening on the recording, just give yourself this 1 minute, even if you're listening while you're doing the dishes or something, just put everything down for 1 minute, breathing in and then breathing out. Now, start to bring your awareness into the center of your chest, into your heart space. And notice what starts to happen in your body as you start to bring your attention into your heart, just dropping down into yourself, into your own energy. And the next time you breathe, allow your breath to fill up this area in the middle of your chest, to fill up your heart space. So you're breathing in, filling up your heart space. And some of you might like to imagine that you're filling it up with golden light or pink light or something else that feels very loving for you. And each time you breathe in, you're just filling up with a little bit more love, a little bit more joy. And as you breathe out, all the stress from the day is just melting away. And let's just do that one last time, breathing in, filling your heart space up with love, and then breathing out, letting everything fall away. And that's beautiful. And just slowly opening your eyes, coming back into the room, and just notice how you feel after having done, taking a minute just to center yourself, connect to your heart, calm your body down. And those of you who are just joining the call, don't worry if you missed that. Just take a moment by yourself to take a deep breath in and breathe out and just give yourself a moment to arrive. So, welcome to this call. I know that not everybody has heard the first call I did because we had some problems with the recording. So I'm just going to say a few words about why I'm doing this telecourse and what I'm really hoping to cover with these 4 free talks that I'm doing. I've decided to do this teleseries, Unleash Your True Voice, because I've become increasingly passionate over the last couple of years about helping awakening people to find their voice. I predominantly work with women, but I'm noticing that a lot more men are starting to contact me because people all around the world are waking up, not just women, women and men, and more people around the world are waking up to the possibilities of what it could be like to live in a planet where our masculine and our feminine energy is balanced. And one area where we see quite a large imbalance is in the area of speaking. Many of us have become either very adept at speaking in our masculine energy or very adept at becoming silent. So people tend to fall into speaking with fully masculine energy or not speaking at all. And by speaking with masculine energy, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just a particular way of speaking, which is all about making stuff happen, getting your point across, initiating things, being compelling, being charismatic, being externally motivated. So motivated by the effect that you're having on your audience. So whether you're entertaining them or convincing them or compelling them or in some cases manipulating them, in some cases entertaining them. And so it's a very external focus. And there's nothing wrong with speaking like that. But when it's our only option, then it can limit us and can also be very exhausting if it's the only way we know how to interact in the world. And what I'm noticing as I'm working more and more with women is that women tend to fall into two categories. One category is women who are very skillful and used to speaking from their masculine energy. And I am an example of someone like that. Until a few years ago, I only spoke like that, and I was very good at it. I was a lawyer and a debater and a public speaker and very good at using my mind to compel people. I'd written a lot of comedy. I was very good at entertaining people. So it was all about performance, compelling, persuading, coming across as being witty or clever or convincing. And what happened as a result of that was I found myself very exhausted because not just in my speaking, in all areas of my life, I was only running masculine energy. So I was pushing myself, trying to make stuff happen, getting out there, doing things in the world. And I wasn't spending very much time in my feminine. And by that I mean I wasn't spending very much time in a space of just being, of being connected to my body, of being connected to my heart, being connected to my intuition or my gut, or even being connected to my audience when I speak, which is much more a feminine energy way of speaking. And so I was saying that that women tend to fall into two categories, women who become experts at speaking from the feminine, from the masculine, sorry, as I did, and then women who don't feel comfortable with that. And so they just don't speak at all. And I've had many women in my workshops and telecourses who've fallen into the second category, that they just don't feel comfortable with pushing and trying to be charismatic and getting up on stage and speaking with an external outcome and focusing outside themselves. And so they simply don't speak. And there are consequences just as heavily as when we live 100% in our masculine energy. There are consequences when we don't speak, because then no one hears us, no one feels our heart, no one hears our passion, no one hears our message. And so obviously not speaking at all is also not a great solution. So why I'm very passionate about the work that I've started doing in the last couple of years is it's teaching people that there's another option. There's another option, which is to speak using our feminine energy. Maybe not all the time, but at least half the time, so we're balanced. And for some women, speaking like this all the time is an absolute joy. And by speaking from our feminine energy, I'm talking about speaking in a way that's connected to our body, fully connected to our heart, coming from just the moment as an expression of ourselves from the inside out, rather than engineered to create an effect or an outcome in someone else. And so I decided to put together this particular teleseries as a kind of introduction to people to the work that I'm really excited about. And obviously this work is enormous and it covers many, many areas, but I've just picked four topics that I think are quite key areas. Oh, by the way, I just want to say before I go any further, I've just noticed a couple of people drop off the call and come back on the call. I just want to let you know, sometimes with this technology you can fall off the call, and so if that happens, just dial back in, take a breath, calm yourself, and just calmly dial back in, because usually you'll get back in a minute or so, and there's no problem. It's a great technology we're using, but sometimes it's new technology and it's not perfect, so we just bear with it, we work with it. So I wanted to do an introductory series that will give people a taste of this. So the four topics that I've picked are really quite key topics. The first one, which we talked about last week, for those of you who were on the call or who managed to download the recording, and I do apologize for those of you who couldn't download it, there were some difficulties with it, and I'm having an audio engineer look at it right now and see if he can sort it out. We talked about the power of speaking from the heart. And the main things we covered were Why speaking from the heart is very beneficial for the speaker. Why speaking from the heart is very beneficial and can impact differently on your audience, and why speaking from the heart can be powerfully beneficial for our society, what the implications are. Just going very briefly over what we talked about, because the recording will be available for everyone to listen to properly, but just very briefly, the main benefits for the speaker when we're speaking from our heart is that we're not running all the script and the analysis from our head that judges us and that tells us we're not good enough, we're not perfect, this isn't good enough, no one's interested in this. We're just totally present and we're speaking from our heart without all of that. It also means that we're not spending a lot of energy planning, and which keeps us stuck in the past, and we can actually just speak what is in our heart in the moment, which is a much more free and liberating way to speak, because we're just speaking what's in our heart in that moment. We're not trying to remember stuff we planned earlier. We're not trying to restrict ourselves to notes or plans. We're just speaking from our heart. Speaking from our heart also has benefits that it can really create great confidence in you. You feel much more like yourself when you're speaking from your heart, because your pure essence comes through you when you speak. And often the content and the subject matter, the words that come out of your mouth, are much, much more powerful than when you're speaking from your head. And so that can be very satisfying when you speak like that. The benefits to the audience when we speak from our heart are that they can relax, because they can feel that no one's trying to manipulate them or create an outcome or persuade them or trying to convince them to buy something. People are just able to relax and feel you. And when you speak from your heart, they don't just hear you, they feel you. They don't just think about what you're talking about and analyze it and judge it and question it and compare it to what they already know and don't know. They actually sometimes turn that down a little bit and just feel what you're saying. Is it truth or is it not? Does this person mean what she says or does she not? Is this person authentic or is she not? And that's the sort of thing that we're listening for when someone's speaking from their heart. And the effect on the audience can be profound, because we're not standing there trying to affect the audience, we're simply standing there speaking from our heart to express what is inside of us, but the outcome of it can be staggering, because sometimes audiences can be incredibly inspired. And what we're going to talk about on tonight's call is the effect of this when we're speaking just one-on-one, when we're speaking our truth in personal situations. And the third point that we talked about last week was about how when we start to speak from our heart collectively en masse, the implications for our society. Imagine a world where everyone just spoke really their deepest truth from their heart without trying to manipulate other people, without trying to have agendas, without trying to convince people, compel people, without living in their head and judging themselves for what they're saying and thinking not perfect. If people were just standing there in their own authenticity, speaking what they really cared about, imagine how things would shift in this world, particularly when women start to speak up from their heart. Because in many cultures, not always, but in many communities, it's the women who are focused on the community around them, on the state of their family, the state of their community, the state of the environment, the state of the planet, the state of consciousness. And it's the women or the feminine in men that is carrying this. And so when that starts to find the confidence to speak about what it cares about, it can start to speak out about the environment, about the family, about the community, and the priorities in our world will shift as more and more women start to speak from their heart. So that's why that's the real exciting part of learning to speak from your heart, and that's really ultimately what motivates me. As much as I love to empower women and give them confidence, I'm even more driven by the passionate belief I have that as more and more people around the world start to speak from their heart, things are going to shift. That's why I'm excited about this work. So just wanting to give you a little bit of background about myself. I'm not going to cover the same stuff I spoke about last week, because hopefully you'll all get to hear the recording. And that was really about my journey from being completely disconnected from my body and my heart and ending up with chronic pain and being an overachiever lawyer and having to spend years learning about my body, connecting to my body, learning about my heart, and then studying spirituality and becoming much more connected to my intuition and my higher self. And I spoke in great detail about how that had affected my speaking and my ability to speak from my heart and connect to an audience when I speak. But tonight I want to talk a little bit about why I'm particularly interested in this topic about speaking my truth, about speaking our truth with grace. And it's really interesting because, you know, just today I had a Feldenkrais client who I was working with, who suffered from chronic pain, and I was working with her, and somehow we started talking about childhood incidents we both had when we'd both fallen over and broken our wrists. And she was talking about how she used to always jump off the roof and always be breaking her wrist. And I suddenly remembered an incident. And it's actually a classic example of how I never spoke my truth, ever, until recently. It's an amazing example. I'd forgotten it for, you know, 30-something years until this morning, and it's a perfect example of why I'm so passionate about this topic. So when I was a kid, I was at a friend's house, and we were playing on their shed, which wasn't that high, but it was a roof, but it wasn't a super high roof, and I fell off the roof, and I didn't tell anybody. My wrist was absolutely killing me. I was like almost crying with pain, but I didn't tell anybody. I went back inside the house, and I hung out with the kids, and I sort of tried to hurry my mum up so she'd, you know, get in the car, because I wanted to tell her once we got in the car, but I didn't want to make a fuss. So finally my mum leaves and we can leave this party, and I sort of say to her, I think we need to go to the hospital. She's like, why? I'm like, I don't know, I just trust me, we need to go to the hospital, I think I've hurt myself. And she's like, what, you seem fine, you didn't say anything. I was like, yeah, trust me, I think I might have broken my wrist. And it was just bizarre. When I look back at it now, I can see that that was because I had absolutely no ability to speak my truth. I had already at that age, which was probably 10 or 11, trained myself to put everyone else's needs in front of mine and not say how I was feeling and not say what my needs were. And so I'm coming at today's topic from a really long personal history of being someone who really didn't speak their truth, didn't want to piss people off, wanted everyone to love me, didn't want to upset people, hurt people's feelings, and spent most of my time managing the energy and feelings of people around me who were very good at speaking their truth, who were very emotional people and fantastic at telling you how they felt. And so I spent most of my energy looking after them. And so it's been a process for me of learning about how to speak my truth. And I want to look at a few things tonight. I tend to not plan my talks in great detail because I really like to speak from my heart and not plan them, but just a general feeling of where we're going to go. I want to look a little bit about why it's important that we speak our truth. What can happen if we don't? And, you know, possibilities when we're just starting to speak our truth, how we can play with that. And then ways that we can really refine it and start to speak our truth with grace, with awareness. And finally, how that can land differently with people. So what I want to do is I want to start by asking, I just also want to say, by the way, this is a huge topic. I'm going to do my best to cover as much of it in the next, you know, 45 minutes, however much we've got left. And I'll pack as much in as I can. But if anyone does want to go further with this and look at how you can apply these things in your own life, I'm always happy to work with anyone one-on-one. You can just send me an email, tania@speak-your-vision.com, speakyourvision.com. Always happy to work with people one-on-one over the phone or on Skype. So don't worry if I stir up a whole bunch of stuff tonight and you don't know how to go and apply it in your own life. I'm always happy to do a session with you. I also do run telecourses and things where we look at this stuff with a group of women in a quite intimate setting, and I'll talk a bit about that later. But just to know that if I stir up some possibilities for you, there will either be myself or someone else down the track in your life who can teach you how to apply them and start practicing them. So just wanted to say that at the outset. So I wanted to start by asking you guys, actually, if any of you could give some reasons of why we might want to speak our truth, why it might be important to us, why it might be something that we'd want to learn about. So I'm actually going to see if anyone who's on the line, which seems to be all the Aussies and New Zealanders, because everyone else is asleep right now and listening on the recording, I'm going to ask anyone who wants to just share why you think it might be good to speak your truth, or why you're interested in learning to speak your truth. So just press 1 on your phone or on your computer, and I will pass you the microphone, and you can let us know. And even if you think what you have to say is not important, I really want you to just speak up anyway, because I guarantee there'll be another woman in the group who's feeling the same way. So we only have a small group on the phone, so anyone who's on the phone live, just if you can think of any reason why it might be useful or important to speak your truth, press 1. Cool. So, Irene, Irene Van Gogh. Okay, I'm going to pass the phone to Mark to Irene. Go for it, Irene. Hello, Irene from Melbourne.
Hello. Just to be honest within ourselves, and just so that we're not bottling things up inside, and we're not, I guess, speaking authentically and honestly, so that we're not bottling things up inside, and we're feeling good about what we're saying by speaking the truth. So rather than,
That's a great one. Thank you so much, Irene. Okay, I'm going to pass the mic now to we have Emma, also from Melbourne, Emma French. Hello.
Hello, Tani.
Hello.
It's really important to speak our truth, to feel like we're in some kind of integrity with ourselves, and also that to acknowledge for us to acknowledge and honor ourselves, and that our needs are important, and that they deserve to be heard, and that we deserve to be heard,
Thank you, thank
no
you,
matter what
thank you so much.
reaction we get.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big point. Thanks so much, Emma. So Irene and Emma have actually just covered two really big points. One is because of what's going to happen if we don't, and one is because of what's going to happen if we do. So I want to start by looking at what's going to happen if we do, why we would want to speak our truth, and Emma's just really hit the nail on the head where she said it's a chance for us to be heard. There's a really deep need within most of us to be understood and to be heard and to feel that we exist in the world. And one of the ways that we feel we exist in the world is knowing that someone, at least one person, has heard us and accepted what we said and understood it. Whether they agreed with it or not, they don't have to agree, but they just need to hear it and understand it. And for many of us, we don't often experience that. So on a really profound level, some of us can even feel like we don't exist. It's a big leap. You might think it's a big leap, but in terms of, thinking about it energetically, in terms of our base chakra, which is where we feel safe and we feel secure, when that doesn't feel safe and secure, and there's lots of things that can cause that, then we can feel like we don't have any support in our life, and we can feel really precarious and vulnerable. So one of the ways that we can help feel, safe and secure and powerful is to know that, really know that we exist, to know that what we say is heard, that our beliefs are heard, that what we care about is heard or witnessed, whether it's agreed with or not. Something being agreed with or accepted or seconded by someone else is an extra bonus point. But simply to just be heard in our truth is in itself a powerful way to feel supported and alive on this planet in a human body. And so, second to that is this idea that Emma talked about having our needs heard. And for some people, it can be very, very important that the people in their lives, their family, their partner, their friends, their colleagues, understand what they need. And it's not so that we can expect them to do what we want, because we have no right to expect anyone to do anything, but we can at least know that they know what we're needing, and then it's their choice if they want to give that to us. And then if they do, we can be grateful, and if they don't, we can feel acceptance. But either way, we're giving the other person the option to choose. Whereas if we never tell them what we want or what we need, then they can never know, because unless they're really, really psychic, or unless they're really, really good at reading your energy field or reading your behavior or your body language, which some people are, but if they're not, they may not ever know what you need. And so we can walk around with an awful lot of resentment because people aren't choosing to do things for us that we really need, but we've never actually told them. And we've never told them because we don't have the confidence to speak our truth. But just coming back to the previous point, which is when we do speak about our needs and ask someone for what we need and what we want, it's really, really important. I just want to drop this in right at the beginning that we don't ask it with an expectation that the other person will do what we want or do what we're asking. Because it's when we have that expectation in our voice and in our energy field and in our emotional field, the other person can feel it and they feel pressured or manipulated or like they don't exist. Because if you've ever been on the other side of that, where someone is always telling you their needs, telling you their needs, telling you their needs, the person on the other side can feel very pressured if they feel coming from that person an expectation that you will fulfill their needs. So if I'm having someone constantly tell me what they need and I know that they expect me to do it, then suddenly I feel like I don't exist because I'm only here to serve that person. It's like my whole existence has just evaporated. It's assumed that I'm only there to do what that person wants. So this really profound feeling of just, God, I don't even exist. I have no place in this world. I have no rights. I have no status. I'm not heard. My needs aren't heard. Can be felt by both sides of the conversation when we're speaking with an agenda. So it's a really powerful point that one of the main reasons that we want to speak our truth is so that we can get our needs expressed. But to remember that when we finally get confident enough to speak about our needs, to eventually get to the point where we can do it in a way that's not expecting or demanding from someone else, but just saying, this is what I need, and now you have a choice. And I'm totally happy with your choice either way, but I just needed you to know this is how I feel so that you can make that choice. And usually the people that we love will make the choice to support us because they love us, but not because we've asked them to or expected them to or demanded them to, but because they love us. And what starts to happen is as we take away the expectation and the agenda from under what we're saying, they tend to make that choice more often and more easily and more willingly with more excitement because they're doing it through their own choice. Because they love you and they want to help you, not because they felt the pressure when you spoke. So that's one powerful reason that we want to learn to speak our truth so that we can express our needs and give the people in our lives the choice whether to give us our needs or not. And if they don't, then we accept it. That's their choice. And maybe we'll find a new friend or maybe we'll just, you know, say that's okay. I understand. Maybe they will next time. No pressure, no problem. Another reason why it's really important for us to learn to speak our truth, particularly to speak our truth with grace, is so that we can share what we're passionate about in the world. Speaking our truth is not just about speaking our truth in interpersonal situations, but it's also about just generally getting out there in the world and standing for what we believe in. If I'm someone who believes in, I don't know, the environment that our resources aren't infinite, that we have finite resources, and I don't, you know, let's say my belief is that I don't want us to be wasting the world's natural resources for no reason, and I'm someone who speaks my truth, I'm unlikely to be buying paper cups, you know, at Starbucks and throwing them out every day when I get coffee, because that's not me speaking my truth. So speaking isn't just words, speaking is how we express ourselves. We express ourselves with every action we take. But specifically, even with our speaking, you know, if you're driving down the road and you see someone harming someone else and your truth is about compassion, you may call something out, hey guy, do you need some help? That's you speaking your truth. So speaking our truth is when we're speaking in line with our values, in line with what we care about. You know, if speaking up about things, protesting about things, it doesn't have to be done with anger, it doesn't have to be done with push, it doesn't have to be done with expectation. It's just like the idea with the needs. So if I'm passionate about protecting animals, if I'm worried about animal extinction, and I know how to speak my truth, then when I get the opportunity, I can stand in front of people, whether it's friends or on a podium or in the newspaper writing articles, and speak about how I feel about animals. Now, I'm not speaking it to try and make other people change because I have no control over other people and I can't pressure other people and they're not going to do what I want anyway. But I can speak with so much power of conviction because I'm speaking my truth from the bottom of my heart in a pure way that expresses how I feel. And the amazing thing is when someone reads that or hears you speak, some little light bulb might go off in their mind or something might wake up in their heart and they might start to feel a little bit of love for the animals as well. And they may start to shift in how they feel. They may start to shift in their beliefs. They may start to shift in their stance. And suddenly it will be their truth to save the animals. So rather than you having to convince them and make them do something, by simply speaking your truth passionately and from your heart, you've awoken something up in them and it's now become their truth. And when people act from their truth, they act powerfully. You know, if I stand and speak about my love for animals, let's say that was something I'm passionate about, and someone in my audience wakes up and suddenly realizes they feel like that, or something shifts inside them and they feel like that, then they're going to go out and just as passionately defend that to someone else. And so that's very different than me standing in an audience and demanding that everyone, you know, go vegetarian, or demanding that everyone agree with my views, because then the people who do respond are going to be responding either because I've manipulated them, or because they feel guilty, or because they think they should, or because they want to please me. And their action is going to be much less powerful than if they're acting because I've spoken from my heart and I've awoken something in them. And so I hope you can see, and it's really coming to me quite clearly as I speak, that when we speak our truth, we actually offer the possibility of the people listening to us to wake up to their truth. Because what I've noticed happening is when I speak my truth, and I'm, you know, really in my heart, and I don't have an agenda, and I don't have any expectation or demands on the other person, then they can sit quietly in their heart and feel, how do they feel about this? Do they agree or disagree? And either way, they're going to arrive at their truth by me speaking at my truth. And so then we have two people sitting there who are very clear on what they feel, very clear on what they believe. Both of whom can go out and speak about it in their words, in their writings, in their actions, in their life. And so speaking our truth not only enables us to share what we're passionate about, but can actually wake that up in other people and give them permission to go out and speak about what they're passionate about. And so it's a very, very powerful thing to aspire to do. So those of you who have chosen to listen to this call, whether it's live or on the recording, you have told your higher self, you've made an unconscious choice, and in some cases a very conscious choice, to commit to learning to speak your truth. Because otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this call, you wouldn't have signed up for this series, you wouldn't be downloading this recording, you wouldn't be sitting here for an hour on a Thursday night when you could be eating dinner, live on the call, listening. So that, but the choice to dial into this call or download the recording and sit and spend an hour listening to it is an act of speaking your truth. And it also is a conscious or unconscious declaration to your higher self that you are now ready to really learn to speak your truth powerfully. So I really want to honor all of you who've taken the time to listen to this live or to listen to the recording, because it's a really powerful statement you've made to yourself. So now I want to look at what happens when we don't speak our truth, which is one of the things that Irene mentioned. When we don't speak our truth, wow, well, I'm a living example of that. I ended up crippled with back pain. I literally looked after everyone in my family for so many years and never spoke about my needs and never said the one crucial word that would have expressed my truth. I'm sure some of you can guess what this word is. It has two letters. It starts with N and it ends with O. And so I never said no, you know, really didn't. I just ran around looking after everyone. They may not see it that way, but that was my experience of it. And not just in my family, in my whole life. And the result of that was a very, very high price. I didn't speak up for myself. I didn't express my needs. I didn't say no when I wanted to say no. So if someone would invite me to a party, I'd go, even if I was really exhausted. Or if someone wanted me to help them or listen to them on the phone for hours and they were upset, I would do it even though I felt exhausted. And I spent my whole life not saying no, because it came from a very, very deep, deep need to have everyone like me. And I got that need from, you know, my upbringing. Like, my father has a similar pattern. You know, we get our needs from places and it's okay. But I really had a deep need to please everybody. And so I never spoke what I actually thought. And so the consequence was years of what Irene talked about, bottling up. Years of bottling up, never speaking my truth. And so when I started to, it came out explosively sometimes. Sometimes it came out like a wall of, no, I will not do that under any circumstances. And I became quite rigid. And with some people in my life, I'm still quite rigid. But with most people now, I've moved past that point to a state of grace where I can just gently and lovingly say what I feel and say what I need, and they hear it and it's lovely. There are still a couple of people in my life, because I'm still working on this, who I have not got to the point of grace yet, but I have got to the point of speaking my truth. And so when we first start to speak our truth, particularly those of us who have not done it before very much, it can come out as like a molten lava. It can come out in a huge outpouring. The other way it can come out when we don't express it is it can come out in passive-aggressive behavior. And I'm sure some of you know what that means and have experienced it, either doing it or receiving it. And it's when we don't directly speak our truth, but we indirectly speak our truth. And I'll never forget when I had the big realization that I was a classic passive-aggressive speaker. I didn't know I was, actually, until this point. It was about 2 or 3 years ago, and I was camping with some friends, and they had pitched their tent right next to mine, and they were a couple. And so I could hear every single thing they said, every single thing they did, so I slept with earplugs every night, and I had said to them, I don't mind you being noisy, but the one thing I ask is that you let me sleep in the morning because I'm going to come back. It was at a festival, so I was coming back at 3 in the morning every night. They were early to bed, early to rise. I said, we're sleeping in different time zones, so you're probably going to get up at 6 or 7. I'm going to get up at 10. So all I'm asking is that you please keep the noise down until I wake up. Other than that, do whatever you want. And so I had actually said that much, so that was big for me. But then what happened was over the next 3 or 4 nights, they didn't do what I'd asked. But I didn't say anything to them. They'd probably forgotten I'd ever said it. I just said it, you know, very lightheartedly one night. You know, it wasn't a big deal. I hadn't made a big deal. They probably forgot. But so what happened over 3 or 4 days, I got more and more frustrated. Every morning I got waken up by giggling and talking and other things ending in ing. And I didn't know how to say anything. It didn't even occur to me to say anything. It actually never crossed my mind to say anything. I just sort of got more and more pissed off. And then I remember I was walking back to my tent on about the 4th day, and I caught myself doing something that I'd never known I did, but I probably had done thousands of times before. I caught myself walking down the road, fantasizing about what was going to happen later that day when we had to drive home back to Melbourne for 9 hours, and I was fantasizing about the moment when the man would say to me, hey, let's go, let's share the driving, and I was going to say, oh, I can't, I'm really tired. Didn't get any sleep for the last 4 nights because I kept getting woken up. And I caught myself fantasizing about this dialogue that was going to happen. I was just sort of running it through my mind, looking forward to it. I was going to get back at them in that moment because I wouldn't be able to drive home because they'd kept me up. And suddenly, as I was walking home, I thought, hang on a sec. Why do I have to wait till then and so passively, aggressively get back at them? Why don't I just go back to the tent right now and ask them to be quiet tomorrow? It just never occurred to me. It was so, my default was the passive-aggressive behavior. I'd done it my whole life. And in that moment, I knocked on the door of their tent. I got back, it was quite early in the morning, and I said, because I'd gotten up to go to the bathroom, that's right, it was about 5 a.m., and I knew that they were going to keep me up again. And I knocked on the door of their tent, and they were awake, and I said, hey, do you guys mind keeping it down for the next few hours? But they were a bit disgruntled, and they mumbled a bit, but they kept it down. And then I got sleep that day, and I got sleep the next day, and I never had to act out that scene on the final day, the passive-aggressive retaliation scene, where I would have just slipped this little line of, oh, I didn't get any sleep, so I'm not driving home. Now, I'm sure some of you can relate to that, but for me, that was a humongous epiphany, because I realized that there was another option here, that I could just speak from the beginning and not allow this whole situation to arise. It's just a very silly, lighthearted story, but I think you can see that it's a real example of what I've been talking about. And so the downside of not speaking our truth is that things bottle up. Either they bottle up until the point where we explode in anger, or they come out gradually in dribs and drabs as passive-aggressive behavior. They're the two kind of consequences when we repeatedly, over long periods of time, don't speak our truth. So once we realize this, which probably most of you have, that's why you're on the call, then we go, all right, it's time to learn to speak my truth. But we've not really done it before. We're children. We're beginners at it. And so it's understandable if in the beginning it comes out with a bit of oomph. You know, I'm finally speaking up for myself. And I certainly went through that phase, and I'm sure a lot of you are going through it or have been through it, where you first start to speak and a lot of oomph comes out. A lot of aggro comes out, and that's okay. I just want to say that that's okay. That's just a phase, and it's still better than not speaking at all. It might piss some people off. It might cause some, you know, reactions in people, but at least you're getting started in speaking, standing up for yourself, speaking about your needs, speaking about what you care about. You might get up on stage and speak about the animals, and the first time you do it, there's a bit of a push in your voice. You know, you're passionate, and you're pissed off that people aren't doing it, and you just wish they would. That's okay. Well, the first time you start talking, you know, speaking your truth to your boyfriend or your father or your mother, you might, you know, come out with a bit of snot or a bit of a bit of aggro or a bit of pissed offness or a bit of bitterness. Or it might come out with a bit of an expectation that they change. I'm finally telling you how it is and how I feel, and bloody well should change. Now, that's okay. I just want to let you know that that's totally normal, and that's part of the process when we start speaking our truth. But just to have a little part of your mind be the observer and notice yourself doing it and say to yourself, oh, that was interesting. I just kind of exploded at that person. Oh, that was interesting. I think that came out with a bit more oomph than I managed to. Well, I wondered if there's some stuff there that underneath this that I hadn't really noticed was so pent up. So I just want you to start to have the feeling of the observer. But as you start speaking your truth, if those situations happen where it comes out of your mouth with much more oomph or anger or energy than you thought it did, the observer in your mind can notice it and go, oh, wow, there must be a whole massive volcano of stuff there I didn't know was there, because it just came out in a big spat when I spoke my truth to that person. And so what happens is it starts to give us some clues to where our little volcanoes are inside us, where they are. It's not a bad thing, it's just giving us some clues. And so then when we move to the next stage, which I would call speaking your truth with grace, which is the name of this topic, and I'm moving quite fast because we've only got about 15 minutes and I really want to get this point across. When we get to the point of speaking the truth with grace is when we start to develop a level of awareness of what are our underlying issues, what are the volcanoes that have built up inside us, what are the things we're really passionate about. And then when we're at the point where we've developed a lot of awareness around those, we can start to A, monitor and catch when they explode out of us, but B, we can get to the point where before we speak, we can actually check in with ourselves and go, hang on, is there a bunch of pent-up stuff here? Am I really actually underneath this pissed off at this person? Or am I actually really wanting them to change? Or am I really wanting them to do something? Or am I really wanting an outcome from them? And we can just check ourselves really carefully and honestly. And if we find those things, then we can deal with them before we speak. So, I'll give you an example. Recently, I was with a group of friends, and a couple of you on this call might have even been there. A group of friends, a couple of those friends are here. And we were all going around the circle talking about how we felt. And I went around the circle, and when it came to me, I said that I wasn't feeling very supported at that time from the people in my life. Now, when I said it, I wasn't actually thinking about the people in the room, even though they are my friends, but some of them took it a bit personally. And when I thought about it later, I went, oh, I hadn't actually checked my underlying feelings about the situation before I spoke. And when I really looked back at it, I realized underneath I had a bit of anger and a bit of resentment that I had been looking after my friends that they had been looking after me. I had a bit of an expectation around that, how they should have behaved, how they shouldn't have behaved. Whenever we hear the word should, we know it's to do with an expectation. I had a bit of an expectation. I had a bit of resentment pent up. So when I said my quiet, lovely, little calm sentence that I thought was quiet, lovely and calm, oh, I'm feeling a bit unsupported at the moment, it came out with a push. It came out with a bit of resentment, and they could feel it, and they got a bit pissed off. So in future situations where I was in a similar situation, I knew, I had developed a level of awareness that I knew that I was a bit pissed off, and that I actually was feeling a bit resentful, and that maybe I had some expectations of people. And so I could go away and do some processes with myself to clear that. I could either kind of do some processes which lead me to let go of those expectations. I could do some processes that I know that I teach the women in my courses about how to clear energy field, how to connect to your body so that the emotions in your body shift because you change the patterns that are stored in your body. You shift them, your emotions shift. I teach people how to connect back to your heart. Teach people how to find where those feelings are stored in your energy field and release them, all sorts of things. There are many, many, many strategies, and you may learn them from me, you may learn them from someone else, but there are many, many strategies, but the point is we don't ever use those strategies until we get to the point in our development where we realize that there's something there that needs to be cleared. Whichever technique we choose to use to clear it, we first need to notice that there's something there. So some of you may be at that stage, some of you may not. I just wanted to illustrate it so you know where something that you can aim for. You can aim for being at the point where before you speak, you'll have so much awareness of where your issues are, your buttons, what's boiling, your state of your emotional field, that you'll be able to feel, hang on, I'm actually a bit upset. It's probably not the best time to call my mum. Or it's probably not the best time to stand up in public and talk about the whales. Because I'm actually feeling a bit angry about this. I better go clear my energy field first. I better go, you know, shift some of that stuff first. I better just go take a deep breath, go for a walk around the block for 5 minutes, connect to my spirit guides or connect to my heart or whatever my strategy is. There's many, many strategies we can use. to get back to my center. Whatever the strategies, whether we shift it energetically, we shift it physically, we shift it emotionally, we shift it by mental reframing techniques, of which there are many, of which I teach people. Whichever way we do it, we want to do whatever strategy we can to get back to our center. So let's say my strategy is I take a big breath, I go for a walk around the block, and then I meditate for 5 minutes to connect back to my heart, and then I call my mum, or I stand up on stage, or I call my friend who I wanted to talk to about something that was important to me. Because then when I speak about it, I'm coming from a place of calm, and I'm in my center, and then I can simply speak, and I won't have all that charge and that extra oomph and that extra snot that comes out when I haven't examined what's in my energy field. And they haven't noticed that, gee, I've been pissed off about this for 5 years and it's really built up into a huge, big thing. Or I haven't noticed I'm carrying some pretty serious expectations of what they're going to do when they hear this. So I'm just putting that out there just as an idea. You just, even if you're in the early stages of starting to speak your truth with people, and sometimes you catch yourself exploding a bit or putting them off a bit, that's okay. Don't worry about it. It's just a phase. But just start to have a little part of yourself be the observer. Start to just notice it and go, wow, that's just given me a clue that I've got a hidden volcano around that issue, or that I've got a big button under that issue, or I've got some expectations of this person I didn't know I had. I actually deep down think she should, or he should, or they should. And once we catch that, then we can go, oh, well, is it really my right to expect that of anyone? They're their own person. They've got freedom of choice. I could wish they do it, but I don't have to expect. I could be happy if they do it. I could be grateful if they do it. And if they choose not to, I can accept it. That's their choice. Very different than having expectations. So the great thing about the speaking our truth and it coming out explosively is it gives us a clue. Just that's all it gives us, a clue. So I've covered loads of stuff in the last 45 minutes, huge amounts of content. I certainly have not planned to cover that much, but the way I talk now is I just open my mouth and whatever needs to come out comes out, so I never plan what I'm going to say. So we actually covered a lot, which says to me that there are some people on this call who are really committed to learning to speak their truth, because I wouldn't have said such a lot of different concepts, I don't think, in such a short time if there weren't people on the call who are ready to hear them. Because my intention whenever I speak is that I speak in the highest good of everyone who's listening, and that what they need to hear, they'll hear. So that's showing me that there are some people on this call who are really committed to shifting how they speak. So that's really exciting to me. So the outcome when we speak with grace is very different than the outcome when we either don't speak at all or when we speak without awareness around our energy field. When we speak our truth with grace, people just hear it. They hear it and then they have a choice. They can choose to do what we want or what we don't want. They can choose to do something different completely that we never thought about. They can choose to, they can suddenly connect to their own heart and realize what their truth is and act powerfully from that place. So it's a beautiful thing to do, to speak your truth with grace. People will respond very, very differently to you once you do it. And I'm sure everyone on this call has had moments in their life where you've spoken your truth with grace without anger or push, but just simplicity of this is my truth in this moment. People have heard it. You felt witnessed. You felt supported. You felt like you exist. And it's a powerful thing to experience. And I just want you to think back to some of those moments. So before we finish up, I just wanted to talk about, I have said a few times that I do teach this stuff to people. I'm actually running a course that's starting in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. It's called Whole Woman Speaking. And it is at the moment only open to women, but if I get enough interest from men, I will run one for them next year, because I'm starting to get excited about the idea of really helping men learn to speak from their heart with grace and authenticity and power. So that's beautiful. And in this course, I really teach simple techniques that are very powerful and actual processes you can do. So it's not just concepts like these intro talks. You're actually doing exercises and processes, learning how to connect to your body, learning how to free up your body so you can get back to your center, you can speak from a neutral place. Learning how to connect to your heart so you're speaking with authenticity in the moment, in the now, without being stuck in your head and judging yourself. Learning how to connect to your audience, how to read your audience energetically. We do a little bit of that in this course. We learn how to speak from our intuition and how to speak from our higher self so that we don't even always need notes or planning before we speak. We can start to develop levels of trust in how we speak. I've chosen to keep this course very small. I know there's many courses out there with 1,000 women doing them, but this course is just for 40 women because I really want us to do very deep work, and I want us to get to know each other and work in small groups. We work in groups of 3 or 4 pairs sometimes on these calls, and we can do powerful, powerful stuff. And I've actually decided to offer it in 2 different time slots so that, you know, like tonight, this talk we're running, half the people who signed up for the call are asleep right now, so they probably wouldn't sign up for this time slot. So I'm offering it in 2 time slots so that people can all around the world can do the course. And what I would suggest to you is actually go to the website and have a listen, because I asked the women who did the course last time I ran it to speak about it, but I asked them to speak about it from their heart. I asked them to connect to their body first, to get really centered, to connect to their heart, to connect to their intuition, not to think about or plan what they can say from their head, and just to speak. And when you listen to it, I edited it together in a little chunk of just for about 5 minutes of women speaking about the course. Not just about the course. What's exciting is you hear what it's like to hear woman after woman speaking from their heart, and it's absolutely beautiful. And whether you sign up for the course or not, you'll find it really inspiring to hear that, and just imagine what it would be like if everyone in our world spoke like that. So that always really moves me when I listen to it. So if you want to check that out, it's the site is www.wholewomanspeaking.com. WHOLE, whole woman speaking. HOLE, whole woman speaking. It's all about speaking as a complete person, fully connected to ourselves. I'm actually offering a discount to anyone who signs up after having listened to this teleseries, this free series, Unleash Your True Voice. I'm offering 15% discount because I just want to reward people who devoted 4 hours of their time, many of whom have never heard of me, don't know who I am, and so they're just following their own intuition and their own inner voice, which I said to them, sign up for this free series. And I really respect that and I honour that, and that's why I'm giving a discount. So I'm giving a 15% discount, so that brings the price down from, I'm just looking in my notes, 6-week course, yeah, that's right, it's about $39 a week, so it's $234. With a discount, it brings it down to $198, so it's much cheaper. And the discount code for that is the word HEART. H-E-A-R-T with a capital H. And I chose that word because that is at the core of everything that we'll be doing in this course. So I just wanted to let you know about that. I wanted to thank you and let you know that topic for our next free talk, which is next week at a different time slot. When is that time slot? Let me just look in my diary. Next week's time slot is... where is it? Oh, there it is. It's in Australian time, Thursday morning, 10 a.m. on the 2nd of September, Thursday the 2nd of September, which is New Zealand time, midday, which is San Francisco time, 5 p.m. on Wednesday night, the 1st of September, and that's Eastern U.S. time, 8 p.m. And I know that because I ran my last course at that time, so I know all the time slots by heart. 10 a.m. Melbourne is 5 p.m. San Francisco. So the topic that we're covering next time is called Take Your Public Speaking from Fear to Joy. And it's one that I'm really passionate about because in my whole woman speaking course, in the first week, we asked everybody to talk about what frightened them about public speaking, what challenged them, what scared them. And we then took them from a place of fear to a place of joy. So we know it's possible. And I really want to talk about what that can mean to someone to move from fear to joy, how they can do it. And I'm just really excited about that topic. It's a great one. And the last thing I wanted to say is that I know some of you who signed up for my mailing list know that I run a free group around the world called the Women's Vision Circle. And it's a great place to come and practice speaking your truth, practice sharing your visions, practice sharing the things that you care about. I usually make calls by donation, but I've just decided to actually make them free, although I'm always open to donations because I always give part of that money to supporting women in third world countries through microfinances so they can be empowered. So anyone who chooses to make a donation, I'm very happy, but I'm also opening it up free as well for people who can't afford even to make a $2 donation, because I know some people are in that situation and that's okay. So the next Women's Vision Circle, which is now free, is actually not this weekend, next weekend, and it's at Australian time. It's on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on the 4th of September, which is San Francisco time, Friday night, 5 p.m. New York time 8 p.m. and New Zealand time Saturday midday. And those of you in the UK, I think it might be around midnight or 1 a.m. So I'm sorry about that. But if it's really important to you, you can stay awake, because often we have people stay awake. So that's a beautiful chance to get together and gathering with women from around the world and to see what it feels like to speak your vision from your heart, to speak the truth, to share honestly and openly and authentically with people. So I always want to welcome you to that. You can find out about it at womensvisioncircle.com or just on my website, speakyourvision.com. So I just want to thank you all so much for being on this call. I really wanted to have time to take a share from someone. So what I think I might do is to see if there's anyone on the call who has a burning desire to share something that they've heard that triggered something or inspired them or just resonated with them or anything you want to share. Just press 1 on your phone. And I'll pass them out to you. Anyone at all on the call? Quite a few people have dropped off as we hit 7 o'clock, so there's only actually a few of you left. So those of you who are on the call, if you feel like sharing something that's come up for you while I've been speaking or resonated with you or good for thought. Oh, I'm seeing Glenys' hand go up from New Zealand. Hello, Glenys, I've passed you the mic.
Oh, hello, Tani.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I really liked your story, about the volcano and how it can explode, because that's something that has been an issue for me, you know, that I'll bottle things up, and then it'll explode. And so just that idea of really clearing my energy field before I speak, I think, is something that I can really start to apply. So thank you.
Beautiful. I'm so happy. Thank you so much, Glenys, for sharing that. Beautiful. Yeah, when we start to act with so much awareness that we notice what's happening emotionally before we speak, you know, then we're really empowered. That's a really empowered way to be, what Glenys is just describing, and noticing what's happening in the energy field, and I'm choosing to clean it. That's empowered. That's empowered action. I'm going to take one last share because I just want to respect people's time because it's just gone 7 o'clock. I'm going to pass the mic to Jeanette. Hello.
Oh, hi. Yes, I just wanted to be in the present and just say what was present for me now, because that's what you've taught us in the class. So just from my heart, just to say thank you again, because it's been a wonderful experience and it just reaffirms for me I have come some way with the course that you took us through, and I'm feeling really confident about moving forward now. Also, in terms of talking about clearing the energy field, you mentioned there's different techniques, and I realise that part of that is the same in terms of vibration, so that getting in clear intention of being in the joy and in the heart just gets you into that clear vibration of clear communication. So I just wanted to thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. And that's just one technique, and that's a powerful one. Sometimes we do it in the negative, we remove what's negative, and sometimes we just shift ourselves into the positive frequency and everything else falls away. And so that's a wonderful strategy, and I really recommend that one. Those of you who know how to do that, it's fantastic. We'll take one last share. I know I said that was the last time, let's see one last hand go up, which is Irene, and then we're going to say goodbye. So Irene, just briefly, this is your share.
I'm sorry, I just pressed the button accidentally, but thank you very much for your presentation and your discussion today. It was fantastic, so thank you very much.
Oh, beautiful. My pleasure. Well, thank you all so much for being on this call. Lovely to see so many friendly, familiar faces and some new faces on the call. And I really look forward to our call next week, and I will send out the recordings as soon as I get my new audio guy to fix them for me and make them in a much more easy to listen to format than last time. So thank you all so much, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.